Colts first-year head coach Chuck Pagano has been diagnosed with leukemia and is on a leave of absence to receive treatment. According to Albert Breer, doctors told the 51-year-old Pagano he'll need 4 to 6 weeks of hospitalization. Pagano says he's shooting for 4. Offensive coordinator Bruce Arians will take over the head coaching responsibilities in Pagano's absence.
I know that from him and I talking, talk about grabbing that Lombardi trophy someday is going to be that much sweeter when we overcome this and how he's going to be one of those men who can help others go talk to him in the hospital and say, hey, I faced this diagnosis and here I am 10, 15 years later, living my life.
This is not an easy day for all of us. Not the way I had ever dreamed about addressing a group like this. But I know we're going to get through it. We do it the way we do as coaches and players, one day at a time, one play at a time. Chuck has laid a foundation here that is on rock solid ground. The players know it. The coaches know it. We will continue his fight.
And Bruce Arians has been around the National Football League as an assistant for a number of years, also a head coach at Temple University from 1983 to 1988. He is both the offensive coordinator and the interim head coach in the absence of Chuck Pagano. Let's go to Colts Cam and say hello to Tom Zibikowski. He knows Coach Pagano very well, played for him when Chuck Pagano was the defensive coordinator in Baltimore, and also clearly plays for him now with the Indianapolis Colts. Describe as best you can the reaction of the team to this news about Chuck Pagano.
It was tough when we first got it. It was a little quiet at practice, just, a little bit of shock when it hit us in the meeting room. But like he always preaches, it's just, we got to move on. Next man up, and we set out to accomplish some things this year, and can't let anything, get in our way, but he will be missed.
Have you had any, or do you plan on having any communication with Coach Pagano here?
I texted him today, just, want to make sure he knows that he's got our support, he's got my support, and just know that we know he's fighting it. He's a fighter, he always has been, and we're very optimistic and know he's going to come out of this on top.
What will the team miss the most about Chuck Pagano while he is out of the building?
Man, it's just his energy every single day. It's every period at practice. It's I bust his chops since he's been my position coach my rookie year in 2008. So just hearing his voice and just having him laugh and keep things loose, but always be as intense as he is.
You say you bust his chops. Now, this is a head coach now. Are you able to, and the other players able to have that kind of relationship with him now that he's the head man?
Yeah, that's the thing about Chuck. He's a personable coach. He's a player's coach and wants those types of relationships with his players. He knows how serious this business is, and the players know how serious this business is, but you still got to have fun while you do it.
And before we move on to Bruce Arians, one thing, one quality about Chuck Pagano that you know from playing for him when he was a position coach and now playing for him as a head coach that we don't know because we haven't spent that kind of time with him?
Just how unselfish he is. He really puts team first, wants to make sure he passes on his players that we serve each other. It's not about individuals. When teams accomplish what they want to accomplish, the individuals get what they deserve, but it was always about team first.
And Bruce Arians, how do you believe the team will respond to his type of leadership?
Always had a lot of respect for Bruce when I had to face him in Baltimore when he was at in Pittsburgh with the offense that he had it, but he's got the same approach. They got some of the same qualities, same personality, and know we set a foundation here back in April, and we're going to continue to grow on that and keep moving forward.
Tom Zibikowski, defensive back safety with the Indianapolis Colts. Thank you for your thoughts.
Appreciate you guys having me on.